Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest-growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Can you adjust the frequency and volume a bit?
Startups, originators, música, cultura, the arts, política, sports, news, technology, crime, tragedy, comedy, lahat ng makabuluhan.
We are your independent podcast content creator, straight from the Philippine Islands. Mabuhay.
You're listening to podcast.ph.
Welcome, guys, to the first ever episode of Straight Torque. This is our 10-minute motoring talk show. I have with me right now my two associate editors for print and online, Paolo Subido and Nizo Tabamo.
Hi, guys. Hi. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Nizo. And our topic for now is yung mga app-based transport services like Uber and Grab Taxi and GrabCar. And for that topic, we've invited somebody who's very passionate about the subject. Mr. Yves Gonzalez.
Hello, hello.
Yves used to be the traffic director of the MMDA.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, medyo nahag mo yung limelight ano, sa social media at least because you were very vocal about yung subject, yung issue ng pag-re-regulate ng LTFRB sa Uber.
I just really wanted to give commuters, riders a voice on this issue.
Very briefly, why is it important to regulate yung Uber at saka yung mga GrabCar?
Bottom line, it's a common carrier service. So anyone who engages in that service has to be regulated. So the recent incident with GrabCar where there's a lot of concerns about choosy drivers, about drivers waiting for 1,000 peso tips, di ba? I mean, if they were unregulated, then we would have nobody to complain to about that, di ba? But since LTFRB is already in the picture, we complained to them, the public complained to them, and they've actually taken action in it. And that's the basic advantage of being regulated.
Sabi ng maraming tao, di ba, may nakalagay sa mga public utility vehicles, kung may reklamo ka, tawagan yung LTFRB. Parang kalokohan lang naman daw yun because hindi rin nakaka-respond properly yung LTFRB.
In this incident, the LTFRB took quick action regarding the complaints on choosy grab car drivers. And they actually mandated LTFRB, number one, not to require tips. They removed the tips feature. Number two is, this is very important, they removed the requirement that drivers can see the destination of where you're going. So the driver can only see the destination after the trip has started, similar to what Uber was doing.
Okay. Nice.
So this is very important. So this changes the game.
Sa Grab Taxi, hindi mo na kailangan magbigay ng tip. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-promise ng tip.
Actually, tinanggal na nila yung feature altogether. So basically, that before nga, it became a bribing bidding system na kailangan lagay mo ng tip. So ngayon, they removed that because of our complaints, because we went to the LTFRB, because we showed them that this is a problem, it was removed by Grab.
Just this week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dinzo, why is Uber very popular now? Among our editorial teams, ikaw yung pinaka user ng Uber.
Well, I jumped in the bandwagon quite late actually, but ever since then I like the accessibility, the cleanliness of the cars. The cars are new, only models 2007 and up are allowed. The drivers are courteous, and my favorite is the feedback mechanism na I've long wanted a feedback mechanism for taxis, but I don't care anymore. So I like how you can give a feedback to Uber.
Okay. Paul, you were saying kanina about Uber?
Yeah, what I think is really cool about it is because back in the day, dati, kung kailangan mo ng taxi, you know, you have to walk outside, you have to wait a while, and you know, you're under the sun. And at the same time, the taxi is just driving around, you know, wasting fuel.
Wasting fuel.
But Uber has brought the passenger and the taxi driver together through their, you know, through their app. So it's very, very cool. Very
on
cool.
Time, all the time.
On the time,
you only have to step out of your building.
Yes, that's right.
So
You save time, the cab driver saves gasoline, you know, so many advantages.
Okay. Ngayon, sobrang popular ng Uber. Everybody wants to be an Uber operator. I talked to a sales agent of Toyota recently. Bumibili ngayon ng Vios nila tsaka Innova. Ubus daw yung inventory nila. Puro Uber operators.
Mm-hmm. You can see Uber drivers.
Hindi ba baka may oversupply naman ng Uber cars on the road?
See, that's why it's important that it's also regulated. There's a story that some students who, after they graduate, what they do is they become Uber or Grab drivers because they can earn 100,000 easily a month. Saang first job can you earn like that? So usually after you graduate, your parents will give you a car Instead of finding work, they go and join Uber and Grab. The issue
instead
about
of call center before,
yeah,
call center,
definitely diba? Ngayon, basically they're just driving around. But the issue right now that that somebody has to look into is that when what happens when the bubble bursts? Okay. What happens when Grab and Uber removes the incentive system for the drivers and for the operators? And so you'll have all these cars na they don't want to biyahe. What will they do, diba? So we have to, somebody has to look into that. Somebody has to study okay. it.
And Paolo was saying kanina, yeah, baka may baka maka-affect sa car sales.
Possibility, the another possibility is that Uber becomes so popular, next you know, people aren't gonna buy their own personal cars anymore and it'll
and
just
nobody
be
wants
Ubers.
To drive anymore, no especially now with the worst so traffic condition.
So lahat ng mga kotse, we're Uber na lang na umiikot.
That ganun. Would be ideal, actually. Yeah. That would be ideal in the sense that that's supposed to be the purpose of Uber also, eh. That it's supposed to be ride sharing in the sense of one car can be used by 10 different mm-hmm. persons for the for during that day, diba? So in that ideal scenario, we can actually improve traffic through the ride sharing system, through these apps.
Okay. And speaking of ride sharing, you mentioned it recently, merong proposal yung carpooling na for you to be able to use EDSA, kailangan at least 3 or 4 passengers. That's basically the concept of parang yung mga app-based na yan, eh, di ba? Na parang...
Not necessary. Si Uber is introducing a carpooling option, okay. I think, sometime soon. But the proposal for EDSA is basically there's a minimum number of occupants in the vehicle. The problem,
are you in favor of that?
The problem with that is it will create an industry. In Jakarta, they call it jockeys. Basically, people will wait on the street, you'll take them in, and so that basically you'll be legal to drive along EDSA if, yeah. that's, ano, if that's the case, diba? So, mm-hmm. it will just create... You know naman the Filipinos are very, very good at coming up with business models, diba? So, once that is in place, that's what's gonna happen. People who don't have jobs will basically sell themselves to be passengers for hire. And that doesn't solve the problem anymore.
Yeah, so parang binigyan mo na ng job yung mga...
Yeah, so if its purpose is to generate jobs, then it will generate jobs, but it will not fix the... It will not solve the traffic problem.
Okay. Deans, as an Uber user, honestly, but also as a car guy, would you... And now going to the... Coming to work every day from your house in a... How many kilometers do you drive every day?
5.
Would you rather drive a car now or take Uber? Honestly, with all the traffic now.
If I'm not testing a car, I won't bring it.
You'd rather take Uber.
And I agree with what Im said. There's no car guys will not stop driving their cars. I've lived in other countries and the people commute Monday to Friday, but weekends they all just drive out of town. It's a very good model. In Tokyo they do that. In Italy they do that.
Okay, Paolo.
Well, as cool as Uber is, I mean, it's not for everyone, of course. I think there's still room for the traditional taxi. Not everyone has data, a data plan. You know, not everyone can afford it.
The biggest stumbling block is credit cards.
Yeah.
Credit card penetration is very low.
So I think there should just... I think it's great that people are free to choose.
But Grab Taxi is not credit card, right?
It's cash.
Yes, sorry.
Grab
cash.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Grab car and Grab Taxi. Uh-huh. Or cash.
It's okay. Nice that you can choose.
So speaking of traditional taxis now, Eves, what do they have to do now to compete with Uber?
They have to upgrade, diba? Basically, they have to step up, basically, both in the quality of the car, the smell of the car, the courteousness of the driver, diba? So that's why, for the longest time, we had no choice. But now, Uber and GrabCar have given us a choice, have given car drivers an option to take as public transport. And that's a good thing.
Are we near the time when... almost lahat ng mga cars na on EDSA are Uber car.
No pa naman siguro, but yun nga, dumadami na, it's on the thousands already now. So
do you have any idea how many exactly?
I think around 10 to 15,000 combined Uber
right
and
now?
Grab car right
every,
now.
Wow. And every car is in Metro Manila?
I believe so, yes.
10 to 15,000 just Uber. We're talking
and Grab
Uber.
Car and Grab car.
And Grab car.
Mm-hmm.
And wala pa dyan yung mga in-order nila na paparating pala.
Wala pa yung kasi back-ordered pa si Toyota.
Sinabi sa akin nung kaibigan nating ahente ng Toyota, wala na silang stock.
Mm-hmm.
Pinakita nila yung views nila. Halimbawa, sabi na, look, I have 80 units. Mga Uber operators lang to, mm-hmm. of the views.
Mm-hmm.
Wala pa yung Wego, wala pa yung Innova.
So yeah, it's good for car sales, but somebody has to look out for the bigger picture on what happens 5 years down the road, 3 years down the road.
Do you think Uber is a contributor to the traffic, the heavy traffic that we're experiencing?
Definitely they're contributing, but definitely there's also a benefit. So that, again, it has to be looked into on what's the net effect. Is it net positive or net negative?
Eves, who will look into it? Who's going to study that?
It can
that?
Be MMDA, it can be DOTC, it can be LTFRB, because LTFRB is dealing directly with Uber, diba? So if the companies can give data to the LTFRB, they can look into it.
Okay. So 100% walang vested interest ang LTFRB sa Uber, ha?
I think in this particular scenario, they're just doing their job.
They're just really looking out for
the best interest of the riders in general. Public.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dito, any parting words?
Well, going again with what you've said, I agree that taxis should step up. Step up or die. Either way is fine.
Step up or die. So that's a challenge. Yeah. Paolo?
I'm good. I'm happy that, you know, we have a choice with okay. how to get around.
Ives, any what's happening?
I have to give credit to Chairman Hines. Okay. He's really doing his job in this particular scenario. So hopefully the public support that he gets for this one can be converted into sa taxi naman and sa bus naman, because I know that's what we need. That's what we all complain about when we see them on EDSA.
Okay. I think nag-alarm na yung timer natin. Really talagang 10-minute motoring talk show lang to. Guys, we invite you to keep watching this show on topgear.com, topgear.com.ph. And also, we're broadcasting this podcast.ph. Kasama ng partner natin, si Mr. Martin Andanar, who, by the way, generously lent us this studio. So, guys, also, please, Deans, can you get our magazine? Can you check out our current issue? That's our September issue. Top Gear Philippines, guys, just still $150 per copy. And please visit our website, topgear.com.ph. And follow us on Facebook, Top Gear Philippines, Instagram, Top Gear PH, and Twitter, Top Gear PH as well. Thank you.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.